Why, I hear bay waters lapping with low sounds by the shore. And that can only mean one thing. Cousin Rick is calling from Needham, Massachusetts with Rick's Tech Talk. Good morning, Cousin Rick.
Good morning, RT.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting here enjoying my third cup of coffee today in my KOWS radio mug.
Right, right. Listening to the music, as they say.
Yes.
Right.
Although the logo is, I've used it so much, the logo is getting faded.
That's too bad. Now, is that the Stanley Mouse cup?
Yes, the Stanley Mouse mug.
Very nice. All right. Well, do you have a ride of the week?
Oh, yeah. We've got a high and wide ride of the week here. This is the Toyota Grand Highlander. Now, the Toyota Highlander has been around a while, but the Grand Highlander, it's not just a version of the Highlander. It's an actually bigger vehicle.
Mm.
Okay? It's a bigger vehicle. It's four-wheel drive. It's the Platinum Edition. And ours is in a color called Storm Cloud, which is a bluish gray, dark bluish gray. And I can't say that it appeals to me, but that's the way it is.
Right.
But the vehicle, being bigger than the Highlander, it has three rows. It seats seven. Now, you have two in the front and two in captain's chairs in our version in the second row. And the third row seats three. But they have to be kind of people of smaller stature to be comfortable. And it's got a 2.4-liter engine, four-cylinder turbo, with an 8-speed automatic transmission. The engine puts out 265 horsepower, and the vehicle itself weighs 4,629 pounds. That combination gives you EPA mileage numbers of 20 miles per gallon city, 26 miles per gallon highway, for a combined number of 22. So because it's such a big vehicle and it has probably more air drag, the mileage isn't as good as the as some of the other of the regular Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does have a 5,000-pound towing capacity, and it handles nice for a big vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It handles confidently for a big vehicle. It has a color head-up display, and it also has a 12-speaker JBL entertainment system. And the front seats have a power of heated and ventilated front seats and heated and ventilated second row seats. And there's a three-zone climate control, so everybody in each row can set their own climate.
All right.
Yep. The only negative I had, the car's a little bit noisy.
Mm.
But it's built in Indiana.
Mm.
Okay. And the base price is $53,000 for our Platinum version, $53,545. The total ticket with options for floor mats and delivery is $55,298.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this week's ride of the week.
All right.
Right. It's built in Princeton, Indiana, to be specific.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I know those Hoosiers out there working hard. Let's see, what else? Oh, do you have anything else automotive?
No, not this week. But we, last week we noted some developments in space exploration, but we forgot to mention that the Ingenuity Mars copter has come to the end of its life, which is longer than expected when it had a landing that was the helicopter was tilted and some of the rotor blades got smashed off. So
right.
It's come to the end of its life, which is a lot more than was expected. maybe a few flights, and it's gone over 70 flights to act as a scout for the Mars rover. So rest in peace, Ingenuity.
All right. Let's see, what else do you have for us?
Well, this is some odds and ends from around the world here. From Switzerland at the ETH Zurich Institute has come up with a way to efficiently remove gold from electronic waste.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is what they use is an agricultural, or rather a dairy byproduct. And they've taken, from cheese making, they've taken whey, which is separated from the curds in cheese making. They process that into sort of like, at best that be considered a sponge. And they take the electronic waste after breaking it down in an acid. They run it through this, and they extract gold very efficiently. And they're using this dairy waste. It's kind of like recycling, and it's for every $1 of the process, they can extract $50 worth of gold.
Hmm.
And which these days, with the price of gold just going up, it's probably more than $50.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And from Japan and Australia, out in the Pacific Rim, a company in Japan called EX Fusion, along with EOS Space Systems in Australia, has come up with a way to use high-power lasers to focus on space debris orbiting the Earth, and to use that power to slow down the orbit so that the debris falls to the Earth and burns up in the atmosphere. The energy they put onto the piece of debris floating around, it's enough to slow down the piece of debris, just changing the orbit enough that it comes down and can enter the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're proposing, and they're going to be trying to put that into effect to see if it works, because there's so much space debris now that it's getting to be more and more of a hazard, but for deploying spacecraft as well as astronomical observation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, what else do you have for us?
Okay. Well, getting back to Earth, we know drones are very popular, and in Brazil, the Health Institute is using drones to combat mosquito-borne disease. And what they're doing is, it's been well known that if you take male mosquitoes and sterilize them, they mate with the female and the eggs don't hatch. And so they're using the drones to spread and deploy these sterilized male mosquitoes in areas where it's not easy to access by traditional methods, say with a jeep and along a road. You can get into areas where the water breeding grounds are and spread these out a lot more efficiently.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot going on.
Okay. Is that a wrap, or have a little more?
Well, I'll give you one more for a wrap.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, then I can get back to my coffee and my KOWS mug.
Yeah.
But Universal Hydrogen is a company we've talked about before. They've developed a fuel cell-powered aircraft engine of megawatt power that's actually flying now in a De Havilland Dash 8 airliner. It's a regional airliner, turboprop. And they were using gaseous hydrogen before to power the airliner to about a range of about 400 miles or so. But they are developing a system, which they're going to test out now, using liquid hydrogen, which means you have cooling issues and keeping the liquid hydrogen cold. And by outfitting the airplane instead of with gaseous hydrogen, but liquid hydrogen, you can extend the range to over 700 miles, which is like the usual range of the aircraft using petroleum-based fuels. So it's a fuel cell system. You take the liquid hydrogen, you vaporize it into a gas, and you run it through the fuel cell and drive the turboprops with the electricity that you generate.
All right. Well, then is that a wrap for today?
That is the wrap for today. Glad we could get together.
All right, I'm glad we could get together. And that was Cousin Rick calling from Needham, Massachusetts, with Rick's Tech Talk, a regular feature of the Utopian Dream at the Cows LP Studios. That's KOWSLP, 92.5 FM, Occidental, California. Streaming on the web at kowsfm.com.